John chapter 15, 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's demands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My demand is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no more than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends, and if you do what I command, I no longer call your servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Indeed, I have called you friends. Everything that I've learned from my Father and have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you asked in my name. This is my command: love each other. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Madam Mayor, thank you for that reading. Let's pray together. Father God, as we reflect on the words of your Son, Jesus Christ, this morning, please teach us of your love for us. And please teach us how to love one another in this world you have made. Amen. Amen. What we do on Remembrance Sunday is so important. We have come together to remember those who have served in war, especially those who have given their lives for the peace, the freedom which we enjoy today. Remembrance Sunday is important every year, and this year it is especially important, because once again war is raging in Europe and in many other parts of our world. In this brief talk this morning, I want to take as my text two sentences of Jesus Christ, which he spoke to his disciples just on the night before he died. Jesus said, "My command is this: love each other as I have loved you." And then a little later, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Now, when we remember wars and those who have died in wars, I expect we have two feelings. On one hand, sadness for human conflict, and on the other hand, gratitude for sacrifices that have been made. And I want to explore those two feelings together this morning. So first, we feel sadness for human conflict, for all the fighting between human beings. Did you know that at the start of the 20th century in 1900, there were people who said that the human race had become so advanced, so enlightened, that there would be no more war? Well, tragically, there have been over 250 wars globally since 1900. The First World War alone, over 20 million people were killed. In World War II, it was over 70 million who died. Each one a precious human being. And tragically, it continues today. Right now in Ukraine, it's estimated up to a third of the population have been displaced from their homes. There have been over 100,000 deaths. And those are not just numbers. Each one is a heartbreaking human story. I read this week of a boy called Setpal, and this year he saw his school and his home both completely destroyed. And he spent his 14th birthday hiding in an underground cellar with no internet, no natural light, no food and no water. Then I think of 18-year-old Vyacheslav from Donbass, whose mother was killed right in front of him. And now, as well as grieving, Vyacheslav is acting as guardian for his two younger sisters and two younger brothers, and he's doing his best to care for them. And of course, Setpal and Vyacheslav are just two of the millions of people whose lives are being torn apart in Ukraine. and that is just one of over 40 conflicts going on in the world today, where human beings are fighting and killing each other. In my first text, Jesus said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you." How we need that teaching. Jesus teaches us that we're put on this earth to love God and to love each other. But do we? Do we love each other? There is so much human conflict. Now, as we will see, the sacrifices made by soldiers can be very noble and wars can be just. But the sheer fact that there is so much fighting shows us that there is something deeply wrong with the human heart. We fail to love each other. And it's not just out there. It's also in here. In our own lives, too often we're selfish. We put our own needs ahead of the needs of others. Too often we choose to see the worst in other people. Too often we choose to repay insult with insult. And the result is conflict not only in the world, but at times in our families, in our schools, in our workplaces. That's why when I think of Jesus' teaching, love each other as I have loved you, I feel very humble because I know I have not done it. And when I think of wars, I feel sadness for human conflict. That's one feeling we have today, sadness for human conflict. The other feeling we have is gratitude for sacrifices made. Today we are deeply thankful for those who have sacrificed their lives in war so that we can have peace and freedom. There's a story told from the First World War. A general was visiting a battlefield hospital in 1917 and he saw a young soldier who'd had his leg amputated. And the general said to the soldier, "Son, I'm sorry you've lost your leg." And the soldier replied, "I didn't lose it, sir. I gave it." He gave his leg so that others could be kept safe. I think today of those doctors and nurses in Mariupol who kept on going into work in the hospitals, even though it was so dangerous, who in some cases were performing operations by candlelight because that is all they had. And some of those doctors and nurses were killed in their workplace as they worked to save others. They died so that others could live. Or I think of Vitaly Sapilo, a 21-year-old, and he'd been offered a place in one of Ukraine's best professional football teams, in the first team. He didn't have to join the army. He had this place in the first team. But he chose instead to join the army because he wanted to help protect his family and friends. And this February, he was killed. And his grandmother later said, "He gave the most precious thing he had, his life, for our life." What love he showed for his family and friends. And I know that some of us are thinking today of the love of those who we have known, who have given their lives serving in our armed forces, so that we might have that peace, that freedom, that safety in this country today. My second text, Jesus Christ said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." That is certainly true of those who have given their lives in war. But Jesus was speaking on the night before he died. He was speaking of his own death. See, the heart of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ loves us so much that he laid down his life for us so that we can have life with God. There's never been anyone else like Jesus Christ. No one taught like him. Nobody cared like him. Nobody had power like him. Christians believe he was the Son of God on earth. And he loves us so much that he chose to die on the cross for us. He died to pay for our wrongdoing. He died to pay for our failure to love one another. So that if only we put our faith in him, we can know God's forgiveness and life with God now and forever. Each one of us here today has somebody who loves us enough to die for us. And that person is Jesus Christ. Like the doctors and nurses for Mariupol, like Vitaly Sapilo, the footballer turned soldier, Jesus gave his life so that others can live. And what he did is of eternal significance. He died so that we can have forgiveness and life with God. So this Remembrance Sunday, as we think of wars in the past and those who died in them, as we think of conflict today and those who are dying in it, well, we feel sadness for human conflict. How much we need the teaching and example of Jesus to love one another. But we also feel deep gratitude for sacrifices made. Thankfulness for those who have given their lives for the peace and freedom that we have today. And many of us feel also that deep thankfulness for Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we could have forgiveness and everlasting life with God. Let us today put our trust in him, and then with his help, work to love each other as he has loved us. Amen.